This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a juz a day and we're at juz number 29, the second last juz of the Quran. This juz is referred to as juz tabarak, which is the first word of the first surah in the juz, Surah Al-Mulk, surah number 67. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tabarak alladhi bi yadihi al-mulk. Blessed and most elevated is Allah, who in His hand is all power and dominion. And this surah speaks about the attributes of Allah, that He is the owner of all kingdoms, He is the creator of life and death, and the one who brings death from life and life from death. He's the creator of the heavens, He's the creator of the earth, He's the one who has put the stars where they are, He's the one who has created the expanse that we enjoy in life. And Allah then speaks about those who disbelieve in Him and how they will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. That once they see hellfire and once they hear its terrible sound, they will be questioned. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ Did not a messenger come to you? And they will admit, yes, we had people who came and reminded us, فَكَذَّبْنَا But we're the ones who chose to stray from truth. Allah speaks about the earth and its provision and the punishments that are set in as being a balance to the corruption that people have caused on the earth. So if you live a clean life and have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are from those who will be given from the kingdom of Allah. And if you choose not to, you might be given from the kingdom of the world, but be deprived from the kingdom of Allah in the coming life. Allah says in Surah Al-Qalam, the next surah, he speaks about the truthfulness of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The surah begins with a letter, Noon, وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يُسْتُرُونَ The oath of the pen, how important the pen is and learning is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stated that he's not a person of a lewd character, he's not insane, he's not a soothsayer, he's not a criminal, he's not someone who has ever been ridiculed by anyone previously in his society. Why have you begun now when he's come to call you to purity? He has an exalted character, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Allah speaks to the disbelievers and He discusses the qualities of their disbelief, that they're unwilling to hear, they're unwilling to open their heart, they're unwilling to allow a person to speak and provide that insight from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah speaks about the massiveness of the Day of Judgment and what its weight is and how it will be of effect on those who rebel against the truth. Allah says that He's given respite to people in this worldly life to adjust themselves and come back to truth, but if they don't come to their senses, that eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold all accountable. The very end of the surah, Allah calls us all to patience and perseverance in the face of atrocity. The next surah is Al-Haqqah, the calamity, the reality of the calamity of the Day of Judgment, as has happened to people in the past. The stories of Thamud and Ad, the story of Fir'aun, the story of Nuh are all shared, that these were all people who were destroyed by Allah in what were considered natural occurrences, but they were directed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their sinfulness. And then Allah says that this is a punishment in the dunya, but what awaits them in the akhirah is more worrisome. The Day of Judgment is a day that is to be a day of reckoning. There will be a blast and a heralding for it, and the people of the right and the people of the left will be separated. Those who chose to do the right course of action from those who chose to take a different path. The next surah is Surah Al-Ma'arij, meaning the ascent and the staircase. And to ascend to Allah, to ascend to good deeds, it's a mammoth task. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Day of Judgment is 50,000 years. It's an incalculable number. The skies will be dredged and the mountains will be like blown pieces of fabric and wool that is scattered in the wind, that there will be no friendship on that day except in matters of piety. People will run away from all of their family and all of their loved ones, seeking protection from others, making a claim against them for having harmed them. Allah speaks about the torment of hellfire, and Allah speaks about the attributes of a weak man compared to the attributes of a righteous man. The attributes of a weak man is one who is weak in his constitution, in his soul, in his desires, fulfilling them, while the man of strength is a man of patience and endurance, fidelity and love. The next chapter is called Nuh. And this is part of juz number 29. Surah Nuh is that all of the messengers are in the characteristic of Nuh. He was sent as a warner to his people. His message was to worship Allah alone, to free yourself from worshiping anything other than Him, in both public, in both private life, to be a person of substance and honoring to God and the path of God, to be a person who conveys wisdom to others. And Nuh alayhi salam, his wisdom shows in this surah. He says to his people, worship your Lord, worship none but He. He will open the heavens with its charity upon you. Its rain will flood with you. You will be a person who will give in strength and wealth and children. Everything you ask for will be given. But if you disobey, that same rain will come in destruction. His response to his people was a rejection, and therefore Nuh invited the destruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, and Allah saved him, his people, from that region and transported them by the ship to another place where they can begin afresh in the path of Allah. Surah Al-Jinn is the next surah, and it's a conversation between the conversion of many jinn into Islam. And this is a surah that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions to speak about the reality of that unseen world, that there are other creations other than us as human beings, and there are many creations from Allah that we're not privy to. As Muslims, we believe that there are other beings that are not within our tangible presence. And this is one of the surahs that speaks of them, that they have a rationale, intellect that is similar to ours but different. They have a creation that is similar to ours but different, but their obligations to worship the one true Allah is the same. There are two types of jinn, the believers and the unbelievers, and both of them are accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Muzzammil, O one who is wrapped, it speaks about the very first day of revelation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He descended from the mountain shivering and his wife wrapped him. And here is the instruction, Ya ayyuha al-Muzzammil, قُمْ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, stand up and worship your Lord. The next surah is, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ, O one who has wrapped himself up, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ, go up and invite people to the truth. And it's as if Allah is saying, you will only invite people to the truth if your ibadah and your worship of me is solid. Both of them go hand in hand. To be a person who will be able to influence others to good, you yourself must assure that you're good with Allah. Allah speaks about the importance of the tartil of the Qur'an, the recitation of it, and reading it in a precise way, in the right way, as was taught to the Prophet by Jibreel, and as we are taught by the Sahaba how the Prophet recited it. Tajweed is an essential. Tabdeel and its meaning, to change and to alter the things that are not meant to be altered. The destruction of the earth is heralded, and that the day of judgment will arrive. That there are more instructions about the prayer at night and tahajjud, and its importance to give extra voluntary acts of worship towards Allah and to spend in the sake of Allah. Surah Al-Muddathir, O one who is wrapped up once again, go out and preach. And after you've been ensuring your prayer is being solid, teach other people to pray. And once again, the descriptions of the Day of Judgment is described in particular as it relates to an arrogant, vengeful person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns them of the punishment of hell, not to have that pride that detracts us and deters us from having faith and humility before Allah. And Allah speaks about the people of the right and the people who choose the right path, the people of piety, as being different to the people of saqar. لا تبقي ولا تذر, you know, the people who will be destroyed in hellfire are those who chose the deeds of immorality and to stray from a path of truth. Surah Al-Qiyamah once again is about the Day of Judgment, the final hours of a person in their death, when the soul reaches their throat as it is exiting their body. And Allah speaks about that there will be no refuge from Allah except with Him, and the instructions of the Prophet regarding the Qur'an, that there will be faces that are glowing with light and faces that are gloomy on the day they return to Allah. And the next surah is Surah Al-Dahr. Surah Al-Insan is another name for it. It speaks about the favors of Allah to humanity and the creating us from nothing and showing us the right way. And then Allah speaks about condemning the deniers of the truth. They will be shackled and they will be entered into fire. But the believers, they will be given a beautiful drink from Jannah. And Allah describes Jannah, that the qualities of the believers in it are those who fulfill their vows. They fear their Lord. They're people who feed the hungry. They're sincere to Allah. They will have gardens of bliss, and they will be given vessels of silver to drink from and hanging fruit, and everything will be of delight for them. May Allah make us of them. Final surah is Surah Al-Mursalat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the heralding winds, and Allah makes an oath by the winds, by the clouds, by the angels, by the day of judgment is the truth, by the destruction of earlier people. Allah makes an important statement about the creation of man out of nothing, that the earth and the mountains and the springs are all created by Allah, and that they are of a greater creation than us, to reflect upon that which is inanimate around us as a reflection of Allah's creation of us, and to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from those who are qanitin, sajideen, Allahumma ameen. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with juz number 29 of our daily tafsir, a juz by day. May Allah allow us to complete the Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.